Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin at Campbell County Indoor Track and Field stayed home at the Campbell County Recreational Center over the weekend with a total of 21 schools from around the state coming to participate in the annual Basin Nation invite that was hosted by Thunder Basin. As a school overall, Campbell County finished 7th in the invite with 64 points, and Thunder Basin came in 5th with 110.5 points. Starting with the girls, Campbell County finished in 6th with 37 points, and Thunder Basin came in 3rd with 71. Individually, in the top 5 for the girls, Mallory Jones from Thunder Basin finished in 5th in the 3,200-meter run and 4th in the 800-meter run. Kayla Mancheen from Thunder Basin came in 5th in the 55-meter hurdles. In the 200-meter relay, Thunder Basin came in 3rd with Chloe Crabtree, Abigail Heintonen, Macy Selforce, and Liliana Shannon. Campbell County finished the relay in 2nd with Aubrey DeWine, Reese Storr, Brooklyn Noble, and Aja Roberts. In the 400-meter relay, Thunder Basin came in 3rd with Chloe Crabtree, Ashley Rogie, Allie Carter, and Emmeline Schleckway. Campbell County came in 2nd in the relay with Avery DeWine, Aubrey DeWine, Aja Roberts, and Reese Storr. In the 1600 sprint medley, Thunder Basin came in 5th with Siri Johnson, Claire Lubbin, Avery Jackson, and Tyara Schubach. Individually for the girls, there was one first place finisher, and that was Kyrie Garrison from Thunder Basin, who finished in 1st in the girls' high jump. Ashley Rogie would finish in 3rd in the girls' high jump for Thunder Basin as well. In the girls' pool vault, Reese Storr came in 2nd for Campbell County, and Arby DeWine came in 3rd for Campbell County in the girls' long jump. In the girls' triple jump, Claire Lubbin came in 2nd for Thunder Basin, and Jalen Shepard came in 2nd for the Lady Bolts in the girls' shot put. Moving over to the boys, Campbell County came in 9th as a team with 27 points, and Thunder Basin came in 7th with 39.5. Individually for the boys, there were two Thunder Basin runners that finished in the top 5 in the 400-meter dash. They were Cameron Pilcher, who came in 4th, and Brady Eckstorm, who came in 2nd. Campbell County finished in 4th in the 200-meter relay with John Garibay, Adam Gibson, Drew Powers, and Michael Magnuson. Four Thunder Basin boys came in 3rd in the 400-meter relay with Bridger Norton, Damon Fultz, Brady Eckstorm, and Kian Yadon. In the 1600 sprint medley, Thunder Basin came in 5th with Anthony Montes, Tavin Young, Gavin Oliver, and Christian Lopez Ramirez. Campbell County would have a first place finish of their own on the boys' side, and it was in the 1600 sprint medley, with John Garibay, Drew Powers, Adam Gibson, and Deacon Kane. In the boys' triple jump, Nolan Hawtell would come in 3rd for Thunder Basin, and Cooper Stevens would come in 2nd in the boys' shot put for Campbell County. Thunder Basin head coach Tanner Kelting was very happy with how the team competed with so much competition.
No, I thought our team did a really good job. Our kids came out, competed. They only got to compete in certain events because it was a limited track meet, so they didn't all get to compete in 3 or 4 events. So with that being said, our kids, with the events they got to compete in, I thought we had our best track meet of the year, and I thought we came out and competed very well for our team, so I was very happy with that.
And Campbell County head coach Micah Christensen enjoyed seeing all the competition they will run against at States, which is coming up in a few weeks.
It's always good to see everybody you're going to see at State, for the most part, with the exception of Rock Springs and Star Valley. But it's good to see how you stack up against those guys and see where kids are going to, you know, be better off in different races. And we're starting to get some guys put together for relays and just getting a general idea where everybody belongs. And our kids are doing a really good job of working hard and competing and getting better every week.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County will stay home to compete this weekend at the Bronc Invite that will be hosted by Sheridan at the Campbell County Recreational Center. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.